Hello and welcome back to your Daily Meds. This is your ninth session of our 10-part introductory course on mindful reflection. And today we're going to explore the feeling of reactivity. Now, reactivity is the main target of mindfulness. So far, while watching your breath, you've learned to pay attention. You've learned about mindfulness and how to think in terms of letting go, motivating yourself, dealing with stress, gaining insight, and accepting things for what they are. And this is very peaceful. It's a great escape from the everyday realities. But we want to go further than that. We want to be able to bring this sense of skill and mastery into life so we don't have to escape from it, so that we can actually deal with it in a much more creative and awakened way. And so now we come to the whole point of mindfulness, which is to let go of reactivity. Without reactivity, we wouldn't know how to identify situations in such a way that we can react in the same way that we've done in the past. This way of taking shortcuts is a way of actually speeding up our processing of the environment, and it helps us get more stuff done faster. It's the basis of learning. However, the patterns that we create with automaticity turn into habits. And later on, we forget that they're habits. We actually think that that's who we are, especially those habits that we've learned at a very young age. So now we come to the principal focus of mindfulness, the whole point, which is to see the habit as something you do, not something you are. It's not you. This is a habit that you've picked up. It can be changed. By letting go of many of those habits, you can actually unleash the full creativity of your human mind. So take a deep breath and let it go. Bring your attention right into your chest. And watch your breath entering and leaving. Feel that familiar but unique rhythm. Each breath of a different duration, different depth, different resonance. Each breath is tangibly different. Each moment of your life, each situation is unique. We're going to do a little visualization today. Imagine that you're sitting face to face with somebody that you don't get along with. It might be an adversary, it might be an enemy. Whatever you consider this person, it's somebody that you just don't jive with. It might be a family member, might be a colleague, a client, could be a stranger. If there's nobody in your life you can think of, imagine somebody you've seen on television or read about in the newspapers of who you really don't like. It doesn't matter who the person is. What matters is how you feel. And what you're going to do is sit as you're sitting now, imagining this other person sitting in exactly the same position facing you. And I want you to feel the discomfort, the awkwardness, perhaps anxiety or stress that comes with this person. And see how familiar it is. This is your default way of dealing with people that you don't like, or that perhaps you're afraid don't like you. There's a way that you feel that is very familiar. I want you to get in touch with that feeling. And I want you to realize that that feeling is something that you learned. It's not happening just because this person is here, but also because you've developed or built the structure inside of yourself, the buttons, as we like to say. He pushes my buttons. So that inner mechanism is in place. And when you encounter somebody like this that you don't like, that you're uncomfortable with, those buttons get pushed and your reactivity kicks in. There are certain ways that you behave, certain ways in which you talk to yourself, ways you perhaps treat yourself, perhaps in ways that you speak up or don't speak up, ways in which you're silent or angry. Sitting still, completely passive and silent, is also a form of reactivity. How do you react to this person in this situation? Don't explain it, feel it. Just remember that feeling. See how familiar it is. Feel that feeling, whatever it is, of disgust or anger, resentment, grudge holding, confusion, uncertainty, fear. Put a name to it and let it go. In order to let go of reactivity, you have to recognize it when it happens. It is not a theory. What you're practicing is exactly that. It's practical. It's something that relates to how you feel. It's tangible. It's in your gut. And feel it not just in order to let it go, but also in order to remember it, so that whenever that feeling comes up, instead of simply being bowled over by it, overtaken, that you take the opportunity to name it and let it go. Oh yeah. That's my fear. Just by calling it fear, you're already creating some distance between you and it. You are already weakening it. Mindfulness is a way of staying in touch with your reactivity, your feelings, so that you can let it go. So that you can let these feelings go as they arise. Seeing them in meditation when you're visualizing somebody like this in front of you is relatively easy. To do it in real life, when you're in the middle of an office meeting or a chance encounter in the street or at a family gathering, is much harder because there are distractions, there are other pressures on you, there's the need to conform, there's the fact that other people are watching. First person to be watching you should be yourself. The important thing is for you to be aware of these feelings. Then you can change the way you react. It becomes a choice for you. Nobody needs to know any of this. This is entirely within the confines of your own mind. You don't need to share what you're doing. But nevertheless, you may surprise people if you're accustomed to lashing out, you stay silent. Or if you're accustomed to staying silent, you speak up. There's no way of knowing how you're going to respond when you stop reacting. But you will come up with something. You will respond thoughtfully instead of reacting unconsciously. Now just go back to your breath. Watch it entering and leaving your body. And see it as a reminder to pay close attention to what you're feeling. Remember, the first thing that happens when our senses encounter something is to decide whether we like it or not. It's in that decision right there that, more than any other moment, we need to be awake and fully conscious and attentive, thinking exactly where we want to take this, to a new letting go of reactivity. And we want to do this again and again in order to reduce our stress, to gain more insight, to be able to accept situations for what they are, so that we can take reactivity, let it go, and experience the joy of stillness. And that is what we will practice in our 10th and final session of this introductory course next time.